The Apostle Paul wrote these words, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." He says that if Jesus did not rise from the dead, if Jesus is not alive today, then the Christian faith is useless. So the two friends of Jesus who were walking to Emmaus on the third day after Jesus died, they did not believe that Jesus was alive. They did not believe that Jesus had risen. They saw him, but they did not recognize him. What about us? Do we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead? It's worth us taking some time to think about what the evidence is. The Emmaus Road story, which you'll find in your Bibles if they're on the seat in front of you or next to you, Luke chapter 24, verse 13, which is on page 1061. Page 1061, Luke chapter 24, verse 13. The Emmaus Road story gives us a load of evidence to look at. So it's on page 1061, and it starts at verse 13. Now, I'm going to put some puzzle pieces in, and we're going to look at the evidence. Puzzle piece one, Jesus did miracles. Henry, can I have that up on the screen, please? Thank you. Puzzle piece one, there we go. Jesus did miracles. Have a look down at verse 19. The people say he was a prophet, Jesus of Nazareth was, powerful in word and deed before God. If you look back through Luke's gospel, you'll see a load of things that Jesus did which are, humanly speaking, impossible. They are not magic. It's not like dynamo walking on water, where if you look carefully, you can see the clear plastic just under the surface. What Jesus did was supernatural. Name some of the miracles that Jesus did. If you're at home, you can put them on the chat. Put your hand up. Tell me any of the miracles that Jesus did while he was alive. Yes. He healed a blind man. He turned water into wine. Anyone else? Did he do more than two? Yes. He raised the dead back to life again. Yeah, great. Right over there, yes. He fed lots of people, 5,000 people with five loaves and two fish. That's why that piece of the puzzle has loaves and fish on it. Jesus did supernatural things. He was out of the ordinary. Should we not expect then that his death and what happened afterwards would be extraordinary? Jesus did miracles. That's puzzle piece one. Piece two, Jesus had died. Look at verse 20. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. People had hoped that Jesus would redeem Israel, that he would buy people back to God. But instead, he was put on a cross. But his death was unusual. People crucified Jesus, and he said, "Father, forgive them." He was crucified with criminals and said to one of them, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Darkness covered the land for 3 hours as Jesus died because the sun stopped shining. The curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The curtain of the temple separated where God was meant to dwell from his people. But that huge curtain ripped in two. Even the centurion who saw the way that Jesus died said, "Surely this was a righteous man." So Jesus' death was remarkable. That's puzzle piece two. Puzzle piece three. Jesus had said that he would rise again. Look at verse 21. "What is more, it is the third day since all this took place." Now, I hadn't noticed this until a couple of weeks ago when I started looking at this. Why do they say it is now the third day since all this took place? It can only be because they knew that Jesus had said that he would rise again. Otherwise, why did they make a big point about it being the third day? He'd said it at least three times that Jesus would that he would rise again. So he said this, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. He must be killed and on the third day rise again." Jesus replied, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal." He said again, "The Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will flog him and kill him, and on the third day he will rise again." So why do they say this? Because it's now 3 days later, but they have not yet seen Jesus, which is ironic because he's right in front of them. Jesus said that he would rise again. That's puzzle piece three, and we're going to come back in a minute. Now, puzzle piece four, Jesus' tomb is empty. Look at verses 22 and 23. We're on page 1061, if you've closed it. 1061, Luke 24, verses 22 and 23. "Some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body." The two friends say that women went to the tomb that morning, and they are named by Luke. If you look back at verse 10, he even says who the women were. This is a good example, by the way, of the careful investigation that Luke promises at the start of his gospel. The women went, and they did not find his body. So, what do we know? We know that Jesus was dead. He was crucified. He had a spear stuck in his side to make sure he was dead. We know the women went to the right tomb because Luke writes in chapter 23 that they saw his tomb as the body was laid. Number three, we know that others checked the tomb in chapter 24, verse 24. Some of the other companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. And if we, number four, we also know, if we read back to the start of the chapter, the disciples even found the linen that the body was laid in just lying there. Why is that significant? That is good evidence that no one stole the body. If you're going to steal a dead body, is it better to steal a dead body that is naked or wrapped in linen? I think most of us, if we were going to do that, would steal a body wrapped in linen rather than carry a naked body through the streets of Jerusalem. So Jesus' tomb is empty. That's puzzle piece four. Number five, angels have announced that Jesus is alive. That's what they say in verse 23. "They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive." Now, that is not something that happens every day, certainly to me. It's supernatural. It's not of this natural world. I have never seen angels, as far as I know. And if you have, please talk to someone at the end of the service, because we would love to hear your story. But the angels went to the tomb, saw angels, they saw that Jesus is alive. They said that Jesus is alive. Just like the angels announced that Jesus was the Savior of the world when he'd been born, angels announced Jesus is alive. That's puzzle piece five. Puzzle piece six, the prophet. Now, the friends have put all of these pieces together, but they don't see the bigger picture. Jesus has to explain it. Going through, perhaps, some of the Old Testament prophecies that we've talked about in Emmaus Rewind here at Christ Church over the last few weeks, things like the Passover lamb, the forsaken one, the suffering servant, the one they pierced, the king riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, righteous and having salvation. So prophets said that God's chosen one would die and rise again, and that's puzzle piece six. Now, Napoleon Bonaparte said, "If you wish to be a success in the world, promise everything, deliver nothing." Promise everything, deliver nothing. Now, Jesus promised that he would rise from the dead, but what did he deliver? Well, let's just move those lines. So if you just move that on. What did Jesus promise? Have we seen the bigger picture that all the pieces show? What do you see as you look at the screen? Do you see people walking along a road? Do you see some trees? Well, that's part of the story, but it's not the whole picture. If you can't see what's on the screen, squint a little bit at the screen in front of you. These pieces, I think this will work at home, by the way, as well. Squint at your computer screen. These pieces put together give compelling evidence that Jesus is alive. Who can see on that photo Jesus is alive? Who can't see it yet? Squint. Squint and then open your eyes slowly. These pieces give compelling evidence that Jesus is alive. Add that to the hundreds of people on at least a dozen different occasions who saw the risen Jesus, people like Cleopas and his friends on the Emmaus Road. Add this evidence to the testimonies of hundreds of people today who would say they've met the risen Jesus. Jesus is alive. By the way, if you still can't see it, maybe the side ones will be clear, I don't know. The Jesus starts just up at the top left, to the left of the white figure walking along the road. That's where the J is. If Jesus is alive, and if death has been beaten, then he is who he says he is. He died to pay the ransom for the things that we've done wrong. He is God's chosen Savior. We are free from our wrongdoing, and we're forgiven. We need feel no shame. We need feel no guilt. Jesus is the King of creation. He's the King even over death. He is alive. We need have no fear of death. Jesus is alive. He's with us. He's with us in our churches. He's with us in our homes. He's with us in our schools. He's with us in our dance troupes. He's with us in our football clubs. Chile says to Bingo in Bluey, remember, I am always here for you, even if you can't see me, because I love you. Jesus is better than Chile. He is still with us. He's calling us to be with him. He is loving us. He's showing us the way to live with him and gives us power to live that way. He will never leave us, and that's the bigger picture. Jesus is alive. Can you see that truth that is right in front of you? So I input these words, by the way. I can tell you at the end how I did this. I created this picture. I saw it on my computer screen, and it was really clear that it said Jesus is alive. And then I put it up here on the big screen and thought it was too easy. And then I asked someone to come in and have a look. And they said, I said, what do you see? And they said, I see some people walking along a road and some trees. So then I invited a second person in, and exactly the same thing happened. And yet, it definitely says on that screen, Jesus is alive. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. The evidence is clear. If you're just realizing that Jesus is alive, we would love to talk with you more about that and how you can get to know Jesus better. And if you still can't see it, that Jesus is alive, we'd love to talk more. Jesus is alive. Let me pray as I finish. Lord Jesus, we crown you King of Majesty, our hope, our everything. You hold the victory forevermore. Amen.